what you speak about right now, I've seen in my own practice, like other parts of the communal dynamics working in that same, like as it's functionally the same, like pujas, you know, especially for me, morning puja.
Yeah.
You know, that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's just a sort of like, and there's a freedom that comes when we know that we can. Does not mean we have to do it all the time, or that we don't. But it's sort of not being bound by, having to fit into everything that we want or and decide is comfortable for us, and so it's and that's a tricky part of having a practice situation as a monastery and as a community, and because you don't want to be running a monastery so that it's going against every single area that people find uncomfortable. That becomes oppressive. There are elements of just having things set up. So yeah, we have to actually learn how to not be, like, that we can put forth effort and maintain mindfulness in situations that we're not used to. Because a lot of it's around basic kind of drives, food, sleep, sense restraint in different ways. So we start learning about deeply rooted habits of mind.